Listening to My Heart with a Homeless Couple. One day, while I was driving, I passed a familiar couple on a street corner. They were both in their 50s or 60s and seemed to be arguing. The woman had short, blonde hair, was missing a lot of teeth, and was dressed all in black, including her cap. The man, who had gray hair and a ponytail, had a rough and beat-up look. I had seen them around in my area for at least a year, but I had never spoken to them. My heart said, "Stop, pull over, help them, do something for them." So I pulled over, parked near them, and watched them from my car for a minute. All the while, I was thinking, "What can I do? I don't want to give them money. That's stupid. That will only enable them to get high and drunk. They must be addicts. What can I do to help them?" I started coming up with all these reasons not to do anything. Maybe I thought, "I'll help them tomorrow." But I didn't listen to that selfish chatter. I ignored it, got out of my car, walked right over to them, and waited for them to make eye contact with me. When they did, I said, "Hey, do y'all want to go get something to eat?" I hadn't planned on saying that. It just came out, because that was simple. I could buy them something to eat and leave. That wouldn't be hard. The woman said, "Sure, that would be great," and the man agreed. So I asked where they wanted to go and waved for them to follow me back to my car. As the woman got into the car, she said, "Denny's." So Denny's it was. As we drove there, I looked at the woman and said, "Tell me, how are you doing?" She immediately started telling me about how she suffered from panic attacks and had anxiety problems. I could tell she was very scattered mentally. Soon, I learned that she and the guy had been together for 5 years and had been married for a year and a half. The man was physically disabled, had health problems, and was probably an alcoholic. To my surprise, the woman said that she had been a nurse before she developed her mental problems and that she needed to get her life together so she would be able to give again. Now, what are the odds that the word giving would be one of the first words out of her mouth after they got in the car, and specifically that she wanted to be in a position to give again? I briefly thought about telling them about my revelations, which had happened about a month before, but I didn't because I didn't want to get all preachy about giving. So I just stayed in the moment, listened to both of them talk, and took them to Denny's, where I bought them some food and did my best just to listen. That's it. It was just reaching out to some people who looked like they could use a little help at the moment with a meal and some non-judgmental company.